Herzlich willkommen, Sian Amgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Chris, the Champions League final didn't feature a German team this time, but regardless, it was a good day for Germany with the likes of Kai Havertz and Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, indeed it was a very good night for both the player, the lone goal scorer. Kai Havertz fulfilled a childhood dream of his. He's a Bayer Leverkusen product. You know, he's talked about it for 15 years. It's like every kid, you know, imagines one day they'll score a goal for the winning side in the Champions League final. He accomplished that, and he's German. He has the European Championship coming up soon. And then the coach, Thomas Tuchel, took over in January, transformed Chelsea, made it very difficult for Pep Guardiola to defeat him, and he walks away with the silverware. He's the third coach. Back-to-back-to-back German coaches have won the Champions League final. You know, so Germans who are here in this country who love football, went to sleep with a smile on their face and faith that some success would carry over in the European Championship coming up.
Let's backpedal a little bit here. The Bundesliga is behind us. Bayern did it again, and so did Lewandowski. Now he scored the most goals ever in a season. What were some other highlights?
Well, let me address Robert Lewandowski for a moment. You know, he's been linked to Barcelona and Chelsea. Maybe he goes. He said he remains open-minded. And what he's accomplished, you know, at his age is unbelievable. He did score a handful of goals from the penalty spot, but nonetheless, he's healthy, prolific. He overcame a few obstacles this past season with his injury. He missed a few matches, but just the number itself, 41 goals in a single season speaks for itself. I think that'll be a benchmark. It'll take some decades to revisit, as it did Lewandowski accomplishing. Surpassing what Gerd Müller accomplished back in the 70s. Now, other players, you have to look at his teammate. Thomas Müller led the league in assists. Thomas Müller is remarkable. He's been remarkable. His performance got him recalled to the German national team. You know, these are the biggest performances. Obviously, these are the biggest numbers. You care about goal scorers. You care about those who set up assists. You know, but there are some other players with African descent who have stepped up. You can look at Upamecano, what he's done. All roads ended Bayern Munich, and his play at RB Leipzig earned him a contract there, potentially filling the boots left vacant by Jerome Boateng. He's one player that comes to mind among a few others. One other player that I liked recently as far as numbers production is Moussa Diaby. Moussa Diaby, Malian descent. He put up numbers for Leverkusen. I like what Leverkusen's done. There's a lot of African young talent to look forward to, not only the older players like Lewandowski and Thomas Müller. You know, I encourage every fan to stay tuned for the upcoming season because I expect, you know, a lot of great performances to repeat themselves and even some new ones to come to light.
Germany kick off the European Championship against France. What are your thoughts of the squad Yogi Löw has selected?
Well, the biggest additions, obviously, are going to be Thomas Müller and Mats Hummels. Their return, is it going to be worth it? Time will tell. There are pros and cons. I mean, look at what they bring. They bring the leadership back, you know, to a young team trying to rebuild itself. You know, trying to kind of, you know, climb back into the upper echelon of international football. Now, we just saw what Kai Havertz has done in the Champions League final. He's one of the young talents that will have an opportunity to really, you know, continue the wave he's just made for himself. We see Timo Werner. Timo Werner didn't do necessarily that well. He had a lot of shots at goal, but nothing to show for it. But he's another young talent. Leroy Sané is a young player that came out recently saying that he acknowledged he had a poor performance this past season. He's expecting to do big things, you know, but when you look at the numbers, they don't lie. Okay. They had a historic loss to Spain. Most recently, they were defeated by North Macedonia. Their next two matches, we have to see what they do. They play Denmark and Latvia before France. And then that's followed by CR7 in Portugal. You know, I think the expectations are low for this Germany team because everyone was paying attention when they suffered the blows they suffered. You know, I don't expect much, you know, but let's see what happens. I think we'll learn a lot from France.
Chris, what else has hit your radar? I know Erling Haaland spoke about his status at Dortmund recently.
Yeah, Erling Haaland is one of the better players in Europe that doesn't have a European championship to worry about. You know, he said he honors his contract. He's under contract until next summer. So, you know, there's that. You know, I think he doesn't want to make waves. You know, I think he's, you know, keeping his cards close to his chest, and he's going to play it the smart way, unlike others that have been in a Dortmund jersey. You know, so we'll have to see. I don't think anyone will pony up the money that his agent has been rumored to be asking or demanding as it is. Anyway, the club has made it very clear they're not letting him go early. I think next summer is the earliest departure for Erling Haaland. But his teammate, you know, I've been mentioning Jadon Sancho before. You know, it's come out recently that Manchester United will sacrifice any bid for other players to make sure they can secure Jadon Sancho. A deal fell through last summer. The price was too high. He wants the deal to be done. You know, the club is giving him at a discount. You know, Manchester United, you know, coming out with this news makes their position very clear. So I expect that to be a move I'm talking about in the near future.
Thanks very much for the Bundesliga update, Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni.